sing it.
Those last two songs in order because I wanted to be the first person ever to play Louis Armstrong followed by Queen. Now back to our regular scheduled programming.
If I could save time in a bottle, first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
Your door tonight if you need help, if you need help. I'll shut down the city lights, I'll lie, cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you well, to make you well. When enemies are at your door, I'll carry you away from more if you need help, if you need help. Your hope dangling by a string, I'll share in your suffering to make you well, to make you well. Give me you fall like a statue, I'm gonna be there to catch you, put you on your feet, you on your feet. And if your well is empty, not a thing will prevent me. Tell me what you need, what do you need? I surrender honestly, you've always done the same for me, so I will do it for you. You're gone, gone, gone. You're my backbone, you're my cornerstone, you're my crutch when my legs stop moving. You're my head start, you're my rugged heart, you're the pulse that I've always needed. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. Baby, I'm not moving on. I'll love you long after you're gone. For you. You will never sleep alone. I'll love you long after you go.
Hi, I'm back. I feel better now. Hope you enjoyed that. I have another song that I was going to play, but I think I'll just get it going right now. I don't know. I have a few small things that I want to get into. I want to say hi to everybody in chat. I see Faith and Rosemary and Carol, and we were having a little fun in chat. And related to my unique tastes and what can I say? I'm an achiever in strange ways. And then I've got Judy and Alana on the board. We'll see who is up for it. Judy might be muted. Hi, Judy. Are you there? Maybe not. She might be muted. She's probably got things going. And we have Alana. Hi, Alana.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
And hey, Judy, come on in. The water's fine.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful day, isn't it? The air is filled with excitement.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
There's no doubt.
I am on point, and I'm glad you're feeling that way, Alana.
Oh, how could you not?
Right. Yep.
It was wonderful, and, you know, you're just feeling something, not quite sure when, how, where, but there it is.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's yeah. Well, you know, it's our good things and our challenges march on, and we trust in God for all of it. And I'm totally trusting Him. I'm really trusting Him today, and see what He does. We've got this period of time which relates to the things and stars that He showed me, and we've discussed about cancer and precept and all those things. Based on the things that I've seen in the past would lead me to look at a time period through today, or particularly since that relates to Song of Solomon, No, we might even give it through 21st of June or whenever it is that summer is declared. But the Lord's Reckoning, I think, is a little bit different, but that's okay, because the traditional way of determining the seasons, the solstices, was a little bit different and happened a little earlier, around the 16th or 17th month. We will see how that works out. But if we get past the 21st, I may be forced to talk about some of the things that I see down the road. But I'm not really looking for that. I'm totally looking to be out of here, but it's in his hands, so we'll see. I had a couple of things that I was going to mention. They're not huge. They're just sort of items of note. The first couple are sort of things in the world. I saw that BP did a video about CERN recently, last day, and CERN shut down essentially overnight. And I do not believe they're going to restart until Friday at the earliest. My take on this is a little bit different than BP's. Here is what I think happened from a certainly the point of view of somebody who hasn't studied their program intently. But it looks to me like they had a couple of problems. They have a sensor package that reads a lot of the things that they keep track of and even control with their computer systems. It looks like possibly that they damaged the hardware that gives feeds information, like a sensor package that feeds information to the computer system where they have control. What it looks like happened from what little I see. The other thing that happened was when they shut the program down, when they shut the entire thing down, they also shut the cooling down to the various systems, and so the temperatures started to rise dramatically. I think BP saw that, and he saw that they lost control of their temperatures, but if you look at the timestamps on everything, actually they shut everything down, and then they turned the cooling off, which is why the temperatures started to rise, because it takes probably a hard-to-imagine quantity of flow of, I think they use liquid hydrogen for cooling, to keep the thing as cool. If they operate it just under 2 degrees above absolute zero, so less than 2 degrees Kelvin, and it's an incredibly powerful cooling system, unmatched ever, anywhere, and except, of course, by God. But anyway, that cooling system, they turned it off, and that's why some of the temperatures started to really spike. But I think they suffered damage, possibly lost a little bit of control, and anyway, somewhere along the line, they destroyed their data sensors. And it looks to me from the other notes that I see that I think they're going to be shut down for the rest of the week until possibly Friday or later. So that's the CERN update as I noted it. I want to mention also there have been, in the last 3 or 4 days, there have been several sort of 4 to 5 magnitude earthquakes around Japan. But many of them, at least 4, and we're talking in pretty near proximity to the islands. In fact, the main island, Honshu, these were very deep earthquakes. I have never seen so many. We're talking over 200 kilometers deep, some of them much deeper than that. Usually when you see that many or several deep earthquakes in a short period of time, it's usually farther south in the Pacific. It's usually around Tonga or Fiji or somewhere like that. And I've never seen so many. In fact, I'm not sure I've ever seen any this near Japan, and there have been at least 4, maybe more, very deep earthquakes very close to the main island of Japan, which is called Honshu. So I think that's very interesting, and it's yet another sign that something very out of the ordinary is occurring with the seismic energy and the tectonic plate movement. These are pretty significant, and we know that they transfer their energy closer towards the surface after a few days. So it'd be interesting to see if Dutch notices this and if he has an opinion on it, but I'll be looking for that. And the other thing I found today, I really learned something biblically today that really caught my attention. I was so surprised that I had missed this. I was looking, excuse me, I was looking for something, researching something else, and I came across Luke 16:16. And hold on just a second. I'm going to try to clear my throat a little better. Okay. And Luke 16:16 says, the law and the prophet, this is Jesus speaking, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Let me try the NIV, just because it's easier to understand. Let's see what it says. It says, the law and the prophets were proclaimed. Now, this is a different word. Proclaimed until John. But it's the same basic meaning. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone is forcing their way into it. That is a bad translation. Okay, let me try again here. The word presseth or pressed into is a little closer to what he's saying. What he's really saying is, and this is clear in the beginning part, which I'm not, pick a translation. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. But the word proclaimed, I'm going to look that up right here because, hold on. I have to parse this translation, sorry. What he's really saying here is the law and the prophets were until John, not proclaimed. This is an added word out of the King James tradition. The word proclaimed is not in the text. It means, what it's really saying is, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the gospel of the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is, basically, the word what is feeding up on it, or is attacking it. That's a good way to say it. And since that time, everyone is attacking it. Well, this is a spiritual attack. And this is Jesus speaking, and he's speaking in the company of those who opposed him. So he represented the kingdom of God, but the thing that I got out of this is Jesus' own proclamation here, Luke 16:16. He's saying that the time of the law and the prophets ended at the preaching of John. John's preaching, prepare ye the way of the Lord, prepare ye the way. He's saying that John's message ended the age of the law and the prophet, which means the kingdom of God started at that time. And this is what he's saying here. He's saying the kingdom of God representation on earth started with the preaching of John the Baptist, in that time, the coming of Elijah. Therefore, we know that John was 6 months older than Jesus, John the Baptist. And therefore, he was eligible to become a full rabbi and therefore a teacher of the law at 30 years of age, 6 months sooner than Christ. And we can presume probably that Jesus did not delay his teaching after he turned 30. But what this does, it means that, for example, where we've discussed that Daniel 9:27 is about the two time period set aside for Christ to enact the kingdom of God on the earth was split into two halves. The first half was, as people expect from this peace treaty idea, a peaceful 3.5 years. He came in as a teacher, and he did not act against those who opposed God. Although he did call him out a few times. But nevertheless, he had about a 3.5-year ministry. And I have known that the end times would be only about 3.5 years because of this, the pouring out of the book of Revelation, the judgment of God, and so on and so forth, because Jesus already came as the teacher, the rabbi, the teacher and priest, if you will, and to come back later as king and execute judgment and establish dominion over the earth. Well, that's what we're waiting for right now, but the ensuing time period has been the age of grace. What Jesus is saying here is this age of grace and the kingdom of God came when he came. He's saying kingdom of God came when John the Baptist started to proclaim, prepare ye the way of the Lord, kingdom of God is at hand. His declaration initiated the kingdom of God according to Christ here, according to Jesus' own spoken word, 6 months sooner. So we now have a 3.5 year period that perhaps has been shortened by six months by John the Baptist in his proclamation. This is directly according to what Jesus is saying. So this is yet another way that the end times have perhaps been shortened. And I had missed this until last night. So this is Luke 16:16. Read it yourself. But what this verse is really saying is the law and the prophets were until John. In other words, the law and the prophets were in effect until John. The word proclaimed in these translations is added. It is not there in the Hebrew, in the Greek, I mean. And then since that time, beginning of the message of John the Baptist, that the kingdom of God was at hand, the kingdom of God has been preached and everyone is pressing into it, which is basically coming against it, is what he's saying. So he's in the company of the people he's in, he's saying everyone is coming against the kingdom of God in the form of John the Baptist. And remember, this word can also mean, instead of pressing, it can mean attacked. And, of course, John the Baptist was attacked and beheaded for proclaiming the kingdom. So this is what his statement here is referring to. But the biggest takeaway is that Jesus himself is proclaiming the kingdom of God started with the ministry of John the Baptist. So praise God, this is another way that out of Jesus' own mouth we know that his time returning in the end time is shortened. And that is pretty much what I had. I don't know. I have Judy and Alana on the line. I'm going to ask real quick if either of you had anything to share. And if not, I will try to collect myself and probably play a song and come back to one or two other things. I'm not hearing anybody say anything. So that is what I'm going to do. Play a song, and then I'll come back and see what else I have.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on.
So I really don't have that much else. I see a couple things that I do want to look into. Some rabbi claiming he got a message from Elijah in Moses' cave, so on and so forth. But, you know, honestly, let me just reset this table here because I know that the Lord has encouraged me very powerfully to believe personally that he's going to take us in any minute right now, probably over the course, not even of the next day. And what he does is up to him, but I know that's what he's asked me to believe, and I'm believing 100%. I have a tremendous peace about it, and we will just, it's up to him what he does and within our understanding. I continue to see things happening kind of around me, lining up and seeming to fit a template that would be really appropriate for our departure. I spent, one of the reasons I'm not as up as I spent all afternoon up on topics is because I spent much longer than I expected, all afternoon doing a huge download of a variety of topics that related to, you know, nothing less basically than the history of the world, essentially. But anyway, when these things happen, I know the Lord has led me into it. We've had a few discussions before, and they have an interesting and unusual history as it relates to godly things, and some of the ways that I've had to communicate some things to them. And without going into too many details, let's just say, he led me into a discussion where I laid out a series of things in a really anointed order that I really do believe spoke to these people in a way that crossed over some of their natural resistance. And quite frankly, I had no intention to do this, and we went from one topic to another, and in fact, some of the topics really weren't even my doing, but everything just sort of came together. And it was, I know the Lord was behind this discussion. These are two people who I'm in a unique position to minister to, if you will. And I have done it before. And I have to say, you know, I don't know if this is the last time. I know every once in a while I get an opportunity like this that's rare, and quite frankly, my motivation to do this is also relatively rare. And I have found that my motivations with respect to spreading the word and encouraging people to come to God has been very narrowly focused, rather than just bring everybody in kind of a thing. The way he has had me focused personally is more intensely with respect to a few specific people, and this was the case today. So whether this is a part of a departure plan or not, I do not know, but it would fit if in case he does do this. As we've discussed several days ago, I do have some things about arguably late June, particularly early July, but I don't even care about that. And none of this really matters. I mean, I really am in a place where nothing matters because I think we're going to be out of here. And I'm totally believing it, and I'm just resting in that. And we'll see what he does. But this means that my motivation to go into very much is pretty low. So I think what I'm going to do, I don't know. Normally Pat calls in, and I have not seen her on the board yet. And I do kind of want to give her a chance to call in and see if she has anything. So what I think I'm going to do, I'm going to play a couple songs, and I'll see if if Pat finds us, or if I find one or two other things, or we still have Judy and Alana on the line, if they have anything to contribute. But I'm really excited. I know that he has prepared me over the last several days, and I've had tremendous positive feelings. Incredibly, if you will, real feelings regarding our futures, the kinds of place, the state of mind, just all these things have been very real. I'm very encouraged by it. And so just check your own spirits and see how that sets with you. But I'm really, besides rambling, I'm very encouraged. So I am kind of making fun of myself today. I am lighthearted, as you can tell. And so we'll just see. I'm going to play a couple songs. And then we'll come back. We'll see if Pat finds us or anybody else will call in, and we'll go from there. Because really, I don't have too much today, and I'm just fine with it. So praise God, and we'll see what He does. I'll be back in a few minutes.
You, for only in my
as I started that song, in fact, Pat did call in. So I'm going to open Pat's lineup, and then I'm going to try to interrupt Steve. I was just saying, Pat, when I played that song, I really didn't have much for today. I ended up with a mini-hour kind of download session with some relatives today, and not a lot of prep or looking around time. And so I had a couple of items, and I'm really believing for today. And
I'm exhausted. I can hardly keep my eyes open. Yeah. I said, I'm calling in anyway, and that song's playing. That's one of my utmost favorite. And I said, awesome. You're playing that because you knew I was calling in. But I am my eyes are splits.
I don't have too much for today, and I don't see much out there. And Mondays does tend to be a little on the slow side for us. And so I was waiting to see if you would call in. So
No, I said I'm looking at the Lord. I'm so exhausted and tired, but I'm calling in because this is my family, and I have no idea what I'm going to say or anything, and probably nothing because I just with numbers and a lot of running around today, more running around than I'm usually used to, and I think it's just absolutely worn me out because I got finished doing stuff with my grandson, then I had to come home, and the other one wanted to go out to the store. It was like, oh dear God.
Yeah.
And then I got back, and I'm practically asleep on the couch, and I'm saying, I'm calling in. I have to call in. I have to call in.
Awesome. Yes. Well, we have Faith and Rosemary and Cheryl.
Hi, Faith.
Hi,
Rosemary.
And we have Judy and Alana and you on the line. And
hi, guys.
I think she's preoccupied. But,
Don's doing good. Donald, it's amazing the story yesterday. That's incredible.
It's an amazing, amazing thing.
I'll
just mention one thing about this. Judy mentioned it yesterday, and I'll just reiterate it because it's sort of one little part of it that I had anything to do with, and that's Judy didn't get a chance to tell me what Donald had said to her in that morning when he was staying with them and woke up, and he said that God had just basically gave him a huge download, and he was sort of in this Holy Spirit pile of tears kind of anointing.
Beautiful.
And Judy, Judy was not sure what that was. She's just really emotional. Mm-hmm.
God just spoke
to me, and I'm healed, and this and that. But the thing is, an hour afterwards, he became really manic. He became very manic an hour later and was for several hours. And I didn't get it until that night. But it just occurred to me, what would it have taken to get for Judy to kind of let him go? And she immediately said, well, basically it would have taken that. And the thing is, the way that played out is that he had this huge download from God, and then he got manic, and it became really crazy and difficult. And then people started to be contacted, and as soon as there was an agreement, if he was going to leave, he was pulled together, and to the best of my knowledge, he's been totally together and clear-headed ever since. And that includes the day later. And he's been doing other things. So Judy told the rest of that story, but it just occurred to me that evening, that first evening of these two in the past, that that's really God allowed that so that he would, because it really didn't make sense. When Judy told that, it really struck me as being deep and true. I just knew it was from God. And so if God had healed him and touched him that deeply, I was trying to figure out, how come he went manic right after that? Well, the reason was to change the settings and to get him out of Judy's place, because she had been introduced to him in this sort of between stage, and God had him ready to go on to his next thing. And so he had to leave. And as soon as that agreement was made that he was going to leave and all the arrangements were made, he became clear-headed. And there was no more trouble. And to my knowledge, anyway, there hasn't been any since then. So I don't really know about today, but I'm just saying that God has been in this in that situation in an hour-to-hour basis getting everybody positioned in a particular way, answering prayers in a particular way that was appropriate for that hour. And then another hour, things would change. And then there was a different answer.
Yeah.
And it was like real-time communication and feedback. And it was very interesting how that played out. Well, anyway, that's a great example of I think so many of us are prepared. And Judy just texted me. She said, today Don is still doing good. She said, I'm right. Don is still doing good. She's listening. I think she's got something else going on right now, but she was able to text me that. So Don is still doing good. So this is just awesome, and we're really thankful.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's just an example of all the things that God is doing right now that are really timely, specifically directed, and in this case, this is really miraculous. Okay, this is a 45-year-old guy who has exposed himself to just about every negative thing you can do. Okay. And and God brought his prodigal back, used Judy to do it, reestablished a relationship with the other sister who also expects to be here after we leave.
Yeah.
They're going to be in a partner, not maybe, I don't know to what degree, but they will be an encouragement to each other over the days after we depart. And he has a very specific idea of what his mission is. It's just going to be
fantastic. It's just incredible.
It's just so, and I know there's other things going on. I also know, you know, we're not totally done with our challenges. Things come up from day to day, but I'm highly, highly encouraged. Judy, she was kind enough to pass along that message and confirmation that he's also doing great today, Donald is. And I personally, I just don't feel like there's really a need to talk a lot. I mean, we pretty much said it all.
No, I feel that too. It's just a waiting thing. I see Sears are leaving the YouTubes, and they're Marassi and Gwendolyn Ricks, and somebody else who put out a message about you know, God's coming soon, but he's. It's like, watch, you know, for rock and roll.
it's coming.
Okay.
Coming.
Yeah, and we got to pray for the people down south because they've got that tropical storm that doesn't look like it's going to be any fun, you know. it might be going to something serious, and they're going to get swamped again with rain. So my heart's breaking for them, you know.
Yep.
So here we go again. Oh, and then the California coast, what are all these purple slugs? And of the kind of crabs all over the place coming out of the water. They're not dead. They're alive.
Yeah,
there's something in the ocean that's causing them to come up.
They are fleeing the water.
Oh, horrible. They're what?
They're fleeing the water. They're literally
running
away from the water.
So what's wrong with the water? Unless it's volcanic gases they're thinking that are coming up or something.
I think we know.
We know.
It could be an earthquake warning, but we also know that there's a lot of radiation that's working
that's
its way
towards
the west.
That's true, too. From a Fukushima thingy, you know, going on. Bad. The animals are smart. They know. They know to get out of the way.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out eventually. But
Well. So
anyway,
here we are.
Hosea prophecy. There's tons of animals dying everywhere. Oh my gosh. Since the beginning of June, tons of them are dying all over the place. It's incredible. I saw a report of how many, and it's like, you got to be kidding me, you know. Oh my goodness.
Right.
It's just horrible.
I had a Bible insight last night. Pat, that I mentioned, it's in Luke 16:16, Jesus himself proclaims that when John the Baptist began to proclaim the kingdom of God, that ended the age of the law and the prophets. So he himself declared that the beginning of not his own ministry, but actually John's ministry, which would have started 6 months sooner, that was the beginning of the kingdom of the declaration and of, and declaring it is like it's real, the kingdom of God. So that was an interesting thing because for biblical timing, the timing of end time events, it means the kingdom of God has been proclaimed for 6 months longer than we knew. And it's very significant to end time events. We'll have to see how it goes. But it allows us on our thinking to shorten the end time by 6 months. Okay.
Jerry.
Because John the Baptist was 6 months old. 6 months older.
Jerry, what calendar is Jesus using for all this?
I believe he's using the current Hebrew calendar to speak to Israel.
Okay.
And I believe, I have not seen anything that makes me convinced that any one of the other calendars are
viable for the time.
Anything that I've seen, but here's
because you hear that.
There is no calendar version out there that you can prove God is using besides the current Hebrew
calendar.
Okay,
right.
But I do know this. The other thing that I know is that God, and this is a remarkable thing, and if we were going to be here for a while, it would be a fascinating study to do and to talk about. I have talked about this cycle where, God created angels, appointed Lucifer the head of the angels, which is maybe the equivalent of the high priest in the heavenly temple.
Yeah.
Lucifer rebelled. God cast Lucifer to earth. Lucifer wanted to have his dominion and kingdom on the earth. God placed man on the earth and told Lucifer, okay, he's going to not only am I placing man in your dominion, but he's going to replace you in heaven. So Lucifer has wanted to kill and always mocks man.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when Lucifer mocks man, God mocks Lucifer.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, and I'm beginning to see this more and more, Jesus is using cultural, when he was here in his first coming, he used mythology and other traditions in his parables, in comparisons and statements, even calling himself Son of God and other things. And all of these, a lot of the things he said were not just sort of godly declarations. They were really attacks, like riding a donkey into Jerusalem. These things were attacks, just like the plagues of Egypt. Each one of them was directed at one of the high Egyptian gods. God is mocking the gods of men when they are not him. And he uses many different vehicles in his speech and his teaching that does that. And therefore, it would not surprise me that if he were to use the current calendar of man, God's Gregorian calendar.
Yeah.
To do something that they don't expect, but will have a pagan message in it. It will be coming against the pagan traditions. Because it's a very interesting thing, because when you begin to see these things over and over in Scripture and understand what the root of these things are, it's really significant. If anybody wants to call in, we're only going to be on, I think, a few more minutes. It's a couple of minutes to call, maybe not even about a minute. And I'll tell you, it's a very interesting thing. And Judy sent me a text. She said she's seen those purple blobs at Bodega Bay also. So those are, you know, giant sea snails that they're coming out of the water, and they're usually fairly deep. So,
really?
Thing. And Rose
they're
and
deep? Wow.
Faith is putting in chat that she's remembering the story of Lydia, who was the leader of the Church of Thyatira, and it's thought that she was wealthy, or her family was wealthy, from the making of purple dye. And so it's interesting those creatures are purple, and especially in our
I know. They're purple. I've never seen them before like that.
Yeah,
I didn't know they existed.
Purple goo.
But if they're from the deep, that raises your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Faith is calling in. Let me say hi to Faith.
Hey, hi Faith. Faith.
You don't have to speak. But anyway, your line is open. Mm. So that's
wow.
You know, I wish I could get into that a little bit more. I'm just not prepared to. But I'm telling you, it's incredible when you begin to see, you know, God mocks Satan all the time, and he doesn't cheer us. So if Satan mocks us, or if he mocks God, he mocks God back through us, and it's really.
Dear.
I mean, really, when you begin to see these things, I mean, obviously God is not juvenile. God is trying to send a message to Satan. But
mm-hmm.
Satan is just sort of
he's too proud
in how he does things. So, yeah. And so, anyway, I
he
will.
Ain't gonna
So, okay, so you know what? I'm going to play a couple of songs. I'll check in real quick, and then I think we're going to.
Yeah.
Head out.
Yeah.
Hopefully, in our ultimate fashion. But write me up. I'll be here for a few minutes and we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Staring out into the night. Trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel is a different kind of pain.
Please do that.
See you in the air.
ITA. See you there.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.